Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. Welcome to another wet one. I'll tell you what, the weather down here in Florida is not cooperating tonight, but that's all right. We're sitting indoors. We are back on the ranch, and you're listening to the Making A Rodeo Network. That's right, I'm your host, Scott Misick, and we're bringing it to you live. Going to open up the phone lines for you. You're more than welcome to call in. Let's sit back and talk some rodeo. 646-915-9940. We'll let you know what's going on and what Making Eight was out doing this past weekend, as well as what we have going on this next weekend. And let me tell you, we've got a full one ahead of us. We do know that Thanksgiving's coming up tomorrow. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We're going to slide on down, take some phone calls here momentarily, rodeo fans. Y'all sit back, kick back, relax. Get ready for another hour adventure of the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there or be square.
It's a hot, dusty Albuquerque Saturday night. I'm sitting in the middle of a ton of dynamite. When they open up the gate, sucker will explode, but I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys, and get back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna talk me, but he'll never live to see the day. If he's a widow making devil with hell in his horn, but I've been around her since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching, bull-riding son of a gun. You have to run us off when it's closing time.
JoJo Sullivan, and check me out on Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we are back on the ranch. Here to take your call, 646-915-9940. Phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. We want to find out what's going on in your area. If anybody has any questions or comments, if you had a chance to sit down and watch some of the PBR this past weekend as they started off the 2010 season, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Well, going to tell you, rodeo fans, we had a wild one this past weekend. We started things off on Friday night, headed down to Fort Myers, Florida. After a rough trip down, we ended up blowing out a tire, but all is well that ends well. We were able to get it fixed and get back on the road. Pulled into Fort Myers, I guess, early afternoon. Had the opportunity to meet up with Rob Smets, who was down here with the Southern States Bull Riding, to do the announcing down there for that event. And let me tell you, we had a fantastic time. Want to thank Rob Smets for making his way on down here, but also want to thank Ross Hill, one of the best bullfighters in the business, and let me tell you, he showed it on Saturday night. You know, we also had the Coors Man in the Can and Rockin' Robbie Hodges down there doing the funny man acts, and I got to tell you, that guy there is just stand-up. I mean, we really had a lot of fun with him and just that whole group of guys down there. But we met up on Friday night, ended up going out to the Hot Spot Bar and Grill in Fort Myers, Florida. And let me tell you, we had a great time down there. It was really one of the best. You know, we sat back and hung out with a lot of the cowboys as they started making their way into Fort Myers. They all stopped down there to the Hot Spot Bar and Grill. They had a really nice time. The Fakahatchee Band was down there. You know, first time we had an opportunity to see them play, and apparently they just got back from Nashville cutting a recording record label up there. And, you know, we had a really good time. The hospitality was real good down there at Fort Myers, and we really kicked things up down there. They had an autograph session. Of course, they had, you know, the three, I guess you could say, superstars down there, and, you know, Rob Smets and Ross Hill and Robbie Hodges. But let me tell you, there were, you know, autographs flying around there from bull riders and really just, you know, it was one of those times that you just won't forget. Really had a good time down there. Brought the wife down with us celebrating our anniversary down there on Friday night. What a way to do it. You know, we always consider the rodeo family to be part of our family. You know, we travel so much with them over the years and just truly feel like they are you know, they are part of the family, and what better way to spend our anniversary than celebrating 10 years with the with the rodeo family. So really enjoyed ourselves. Got up Saturday, man, and I'll tell you, I mean, we went to work, and I mean, we went to work, and so did the Southern States Bull Riding, and they really put on one of the best shows that I've seen down here in Florida. The performances, you know, were bar none. I mean, Diamond W Rodeo Productions went all out for a great performance. I mean, they really had a lot of entertainment down there, you know, with the, you know, the acts that they brought in, the characters that they brought in, as far as Rob Smets doing the commentary in the arena. They had Mike Dambois from you know, Zolfal Springs outside the arena doing the announcing, and those two guys were just they were some good entertainers, and we really enjoyed those guys. And then they brought in Chris Weasel Forrest, 9-time SSBR Finals bullfighter, as well as, you know, the 2008 World Freestyle Champion bullfighter in Ross Hill. And, you know, those guys there really put it on. And there's a lot of talent in that arena right there for the performance, and not to mention some heck of some good bull riders, as well as some great stock down there. Jamie Randant Lee Bucking Bulls, Chris Stewart of Peace River Rodeo, Brian Massey of B-Bar-B Bucking Bulls, and Junior Lanier brought in some great stock. And let me tell you, these bulls were ready to get it on. You know, we got some feedback from some of the fans down at the Manatee Civic Center a couple months ago, and they said, you know, it was a great performance, a great show. There just weren't that many qualified rides. But I'll tell you what, these bull riders made up for it this weekend. There must have been probably 10, 11, 12 qualified rides in the long round, And then going back, you know, we had several in the short round as well. Just going through the list here, I mean, there was a tremendous amount of qualified rides. So the fans were entertained, and let me tell you, they packed the house down there at the Lee Civic Center. But anyhow, rodeo fans, we want to remind you, phone lines are open. We're going to get into the performance on Saturday and what happened in different rounds and everything when we come back. We're going to take a short break. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on Making8.com.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your track, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you got.
This is Ross Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smets Invitational, be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wacy Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Make sure y'all tune in. Give us a call, 646-915-9940, and we'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. You know, want to sit back and let y'all know what's been happening here. Friday night, Making 8 Outreach, the Making 8 Rodeo Network was down in Fort Myers, Florida. You know, had a great time down there at the Hot Spot Bar and Grill, one of the sponsors for the Diamond W Rodeo Productions in Bull Bash 10. And let me tell you, these guys turned up the heat on Saturday. Saturday night, round one, we really had some great action. First part of it, you know, we had B.J. Carter was the Fresh Air Solutions matchup. He ended up getting bucked off on a bull they call Red Nanner, Peace River Rodeo Company. But the big one in round one was Ricky Ringer, scored 82 points on Swift and Moody of Peace River Rodeo. And let me tell you, that guy is great to see him come back, and he has come back with a vengeance, man. He is feeling good and turned out an 82-point ride, so real impressive to watch. Our Seminole Tribe ride of the night was The matchup was actually Wesley Cryer from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. He was on a bull they call Risky Business. Ended up being brought down short of the 8-second whistle. So as far as our matchups and our ride of the nights in round one, we didn't have much luck. But let me tell you, they had a great performance down there. Like I said, Ricky Ringer ended up with 82 points in round one. And then in round two, the matchups got even better. And, I mean, we had some really good ones. JoJo Sullivan from Buckhead, Georgia, was on the club of Randanton Lee. And let me tell you, that was our round two Fresh Air Solutions matchup. He goes 81 points on him. And, I mean, he really got it on. And hopefully, rodeo fans, y'all will be able to see some of the highlight reels. They are on the SSBRnow.com website. So y'all can tune in, check out their website, and y'all can see some of the highlights from that event. But round three got even better. And, I mean, the list goes on as far as qualified rides. We'd be here all day trying to talk about some of the highlights. Gary Brown was our round three Fresh Air Solutions matchup, and he was on Raspberry. And a B-Bar B-Bucking Bull. Turned out a 79.5-point ride. Let me tell you, these guys were hot, and, I mean, they were riding with style. Brandon Hendrick scored 80.5 on Bo Boy from B-Bar B-Bucking Bulls. Brandon Hendricks from Bell, Florida. And then we had Austin Gross from Arcadia scores an 80 points on Richard from Lanier Bucking Bulls. And let me tell you, man, the matchups were just there. It was really hot. You know, for our championship round, some of the big matchups, JoJo Sullivan was definitely going to be the matchup of the championship round. He was on a Little Bit Moody at Peace River Rodeo, Little Bit in contention for Bull of the Year. And, you know, JoJo not able to hang on, was real close to that whistle, just not able to make it happen. But the big one was Clay McIntyre. Now, Clay McIntyre was actually in the third round and scored 79.5 on Yellow 5 from B-Bar B-Bucking Bulls. He comes back out on Copper Top and scores 81.5. And 81.5 or an 82.5? I can't even see what my score is down there. But let me tell you, that guy got it on. Scored a 167 total, ended up winning the event. Austin Gross comes out and scores 83 points on Babysitter from Randanton Lee. And tell you what, that was even good for him. 163 for Austin Gross puts him in second place. So great job for those Cowboys. Great overall performance, man. We were excited. You know, the Diamond W Rodeo Productions, you know, and the Fresh Air Solutions really did a great job in putting on Bull Bash 10. Want to thank them for that performance, and we look forward to next year. I think that, you know, it's going to be even bigger and better. You know, Doug Walker of Diamond W Rodeo, he doesn't hold anything back. And, I mean, if he wants to get it, he'll get it done. That guy knows how to be a champion, and he's definitely producing some champion events. So definitely want to thank him. But rodeo fans, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. Like I said, we want to get a grip on some of the rodeo in your area this weekend. If you had a chance to make it out to a rodeo, want to talk a little bit about it, that's fine. Give us a call. If not, you were able to sit back and watch some of the PBR on TV. They did kick off the 2010 season. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think about it. Questions or comments, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We'll be right back.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U. At 40 a month, a plumb good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're a-putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle, and I lets out a scream. He
comes out with a better, and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts to fog and right out of his skin, he's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer and mock me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes defense rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed, he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole, and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them bramers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sword putting it back to the old flying U.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
Buckle! I put my life on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gonna buckle white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and thought I've been fucked in vain. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I'm gonna not hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots for Rocky, damn right I'm cocky. Feel full tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice the Bud Light, now that the gate man down in the well, all away from my hand. I'm gonna ride, do I draw from night moves to big bucks. Call Tegan Sale on that and tell her bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half on scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear a mossy oak, I hump a Bowtech. I rented free perk, got me a Branson, a big tractor. Fear is no factor, call me on Air Mobile cause I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby, one hell of a ride. I'm a ride on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gonna buckle white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm running the dirt. I've been stomped and thought, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. The toughest sport on dirt, my middle name is Hurt. But still I draws on my glove, rodeo is my love. Drawing neon nights are just a dream of mine. Swerving for 8 seconds, all this on my mind. Getting hung up and hooked, that's just part of the deal. We got them dicky bullfighters and they harder to steal. This is real as it gets, I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with the U.S. Army. Calling a prize if you needin' a ride. BBR9.com will get you inside. So you can see the greatest show on dirt. Put your stepping on with your crippled green shirt. This is real as it gets, thank you to Rob Smith. Much love to Crabtree from all of the PB. Oh, you a star that's still gon' shine. And every night these cowboys gon' lay it on the line. Come on, I'm like I'm the line. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gon' buckle white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and thought, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the chutes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long.
this is Ross Hill. Next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smets Invitational, be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wacy Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Now, down here with us live, we've got our co-host for Vegas. That's right, we're going to be at the Thunder Echo Games next weekend, and y'all get a grit with Making8.com. If y'all can't be out there at South Point Arena, make sure you tune in to Making8.com so we can bring all the action to you live. Joining me down here in the studio back on the ranch is our co-host for next weekend, and Dusty Tuckness. So, Dusty, how you doing tonight?
Good, good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing all right, man. You gearing up for Vegas or what?
Yeah, starting to. Just got done with my last event before Vegas. We're just in Atlanta, Georgia last weekend. And, we're just finishing out the week, trying to stay in the gym and just getting everything ready to go.
So you were down in Atlanta this past weekend, huh?
Yeah, we were down there for the Challenger Finals PBR. It was the Protection Bullfighters World Finals as well. So I was down there with the other top five teams in the PBF standings and went down there, and it was a great weekend, and now I'm just up north ready to go to Vegas.
Well, you know what? When we got in, I believe it was Sunday, had an opportunity to kind of sit back and watch a little bit of that. And, you know, I didn't have a full understanding of what was going on there with the PBF finals. I believe it was the Challenger finals and whatnot. But how did that whole event play out, man? Who ended up winning the event, you know, in the Challenger or in the PBF finals? Do you know?
Yeah, the event was great to be able to be sanctioned with the Built Ford Tough Cup and the Challenger finals and being able to be on television, you know, just to be able to spotlight some good bullfighters and stuff. And actually it turned out just as good as it could have for me and my partner, Andy Burrell. We went in and won the average, and we ended up winning the world title again. So,
well, hey, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that you've got a pretty busy weekend ahead of you here. I mean, first you go out there last weekend in Atlanta and win the PBF finals, and now you're going out for the Wrangler National Finals and the PRCA and going to be working out there every night, man, you know, as well as trying to slide on down there to the South Point Arena and do some co-hosting with us, man. This is going to be fantastic, but I know you definitely had a busy couple weeks here, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's been busy, but, you know, like I always say, it's a lot better when you're busy than sitting at home and just thinking about where you could be going down the road. So, God's just been great to me this year and just looking forward to the rest of the year.
That's right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, yeah, like I say, congratulations to that. And now, Wacy was your partner for that deal?
Actually, Andy Burrell was my partner, but
Andy
Wacy
Burrell
was also down there, yeah.
Oh, okay. So Andy Burrell, now he's also going to be at the Rob Smets Invitational, correct?
Yeah, he's going to be down there. And after talking with him this last weekend, he's been getting after it, really hitting the gym hard. Hoisey Monsell's been after it. He's been getting in the gym and getting after a little bit. So everybody I talked to, it seems like, is taking this pretty serious for the big bullfight with the Echo Games that Rob Smets is bringing to us at South Point this year. So it's going to be great watching. You know, that much money up for grabs. You know, these guys aren't just taking it as a day off. They're really working hard at it, and they're going to put on a good show.
Oh, there's no doubt, man. Now, we were down in Fort Myers with Rob Smets. We also had Ross Hill down there, and he was doing some protection bullfighting. But I got to tell you, man, that guy was putting on a show, and he was really getting aggressive out there. You know, they had a couple bulls that were kind of almost running after Rob Smets out there. It was kind of entertaining to watch him run around that barrel with a microphone. But, you know, Rob's been doing it for so long, it just looked like another day at the office for him. But, you know, Ross took the opportunity, kind of jumped in there, was doing a little freestyle. So we know he was working at it, man, you know. It's going to be a great time. We cannot wait to get out there to Vegas and at least cover, you know, to have the opportunity next Friday to cover the round one event, and that's going to be all 12 bullfighters down there. And then they're going to be bringing back six for the second weekend down there. But, you know, like I said, man, we're ecstatic. I just can't wait, man. I'm ready to get my stuff packed up and start heading out that door. I know you're heading out to Vegas on Sunday or Monday.
I actually be leaving Sunday. I'm up here in Rapid City, South Dakota right now. My best friend is getting married this weekend, and after we get married Saturday, we're going to hang out that night and get up in the morning and head towards Vegas. So,
wait a second. You're getting married?
No, my best friend's getting married.
Oh, your best friend's getting married. Okay. I had to stop there for a second, man. Well, hey, that's a great deal. And so you're going to be spending Thanksgiving up there as well with them tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll be having Thanksgiving up here with some family and friends, and just today just to kind of relax and, you know, have a good day to give a lot of thanks back to, you know, everything that's happened, you know, to help us get to where we're at today, and just enjoy it and, you know, count the days down until we head out.
Right on, man, right on. Well, I got to tell you, too, now, I don't know what your schedule is going to be, but on the 11th, which is going to be the day before the final round of the Thunder Echo games, as well as the final round of the NFR, my wife and I are going to be out there in Vegas, and we're going to renew our vows, man. So you're going to have to take some time, if you can, and stop on down there. And we're looking for witnesses. You know, we always consider the rodeo family to be part of our family. So we're looking to try to get some guys down there, man. What do you think? We'll give you an invite right now on making8.com. We'll send you down there.
Cool. Yeah. Count me in, you know. We'll do.
Right on, man. Right on. Well, I got to tell you, man, like I said, we're definitely excited about it. Now, as far as the PBR Challenger Finals that went on down there, I was catching, I guess, that J.B. Mooney won it. Is that correct?
Actually, J.B. Mooney was second, and Glarimy Marchie won it.
Oh, Glarimy Marchie won it. Okay. All right. So that starts, and that was the first event of the 2010 season, correct?
Yep. It was the very first one, yep.
All right, good deal, man. Well, I'll tell you what, those guys are going to be battling at it again this year. You know, it's good to see Marcy kind of shake things off after a rough finals, but, you know, really nice to see him come back and make some good rides. I don't know, man. Like I said, we're just gearing up, getting ready for Vegas. You know, we got so much on our plate here this past week and trying to get everything lined up and trying to get those last-minute sponsors out there. But we definitely had some fun down there this weekend, man. It's a shame you couldn't make it down here with us, but, you know, you definitely had some good things going on yourself. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been good. But like I said, you know, we've been getting after pretty hard this month and had some good shows that I went to. And now I just got a little bit more downtime, you know, a couple of days just to kind of hang out and get a few things ready and, you know, just been staying going after or staying getting in the gym and just trying to prepare myself for the finals now. And I think we're ready. We're waiting on my plane ticket to go down there now.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Now, your father also, now, is he going to be competing at the Ringler National Finals down there? Or is he going to be performing down there? Yes.
No, he's not. He's going to be down there the whole time, I believe. He's come down and watch some perfs, and then he's got a few odd and end jobs, you know, down through the 2 weeks as we're down there, so he'll be down there the whole time and just hanging out and, you know, coming to watch me at the finals, you know, every couple nights or whatever, so it should be good.
Okay. Okay. Now, is he going to be over at the Silverton Arena by any chance? I believe they've got bull riding going on down there every night of the Wrangler National Finals.
Yeah, Cody Hancock, he's putting on bull riding every night at, I believe it's 10:30 down there. Yeah, a little bull riding, a jackpot bull riding type deal. People can come and watch some more bull riding. You know, it's going to be a great week, you know, for Vegas, I believe, with the, you know, we got the Equi Games freestyle, then we got the National Finals Rodeo, and then, you know, we got a little kind of after party bull riding type deal that Cody's doing. So it's going to be a good deal. And yeah, Dad, he's I think going to be part of it somehow. I'm not sure if he's going to be working the barrel at all or taking pictures or behind the scenes somehow, but I think he's involved with it somehow. So he'll be down there a few times.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we look forward to it. You know, like I said, we're not going to be out there for the whole 10 days, but we're going to be back and forth, you know, and because we got to get back down here to the, I would say sunny Florida, but you know what, man, these last couple days just haven't been all that great. We've had a lot of rain down here. I think Rob Smets kind of left us a little something before he left town. But
there you go.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. That guy there, he is nothing but trouble, man. We had such a good time with him down here. You know, he really is. He's just a blessing to be around. And I think anybody that has an opportunity to spend some time with Rob Smets really should take advantage of that, because you know, the amount of things that you can learn from that guy, and then the stories that he has to tell are just, I mean, you know, they're off the chain, man. We were just spending a lot of time laughing with that guy, and I found out that Rob Smets cannot sing. You know, he is good behind that microphone, but don't try to get him to sing those songs.
There you go.
If he's listening right now, I'm sure he'll start jumping on there. I don't know if he's listening or not, but you know, he's liable to put it on me when we get out there to Vegas next weekend with him. But yeah, and he's actually going to be starting up his own talk show down here within the next couple weeks. Look forward to seeing that, as well as, you know, we definitely got to congratulate him. I don't know if you heard, but he's going to be on the Fox Sports Network covering the you know what? It just slipped my mind. One of those big events out there in Oregon somewhere.
Pendleton.
What's that?
Pendleton.
Okay, I think so.
I think that's what I heard earlier. So,
yeah, it could have been bad. I'm telling you, I've just been so fried here lately. But he's got a big deal going on there down there with Fox Sportsnet, and he's got on to be the announcer for it. So hopefully we'll get him on our show, or once he gets his show started up, he can talk a lot about that coming up. But definitely look forward to that with him. You know, want to send him congratulations, but. Anyways, Dusty, hey, man, I'm going to let you go. I don't want to hold you up. I know you got some things to do. Want to spend time with the family before Thanksgiving. But, hey, we just wanted to take the opportunity to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a good weekend. And we look forward to catching up with you next Thursday night when we get out there to Las Vegas, man. I want to sit down and find out how your finals are going. And, you know, I know for sure that we definitely want to get over there and have the opportunity to watch you, because, you know, I know Ross Hill and a lot of these other guys we've talked to have a lot of good things to say about you. And, congratulations on your win this weekend.
Well, appreciate it. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We'll be ready to go at them again here next week. So have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in a few days.
All right, buddy. We will, man. Definitely. All right, rodeo fans. There you have it. Dusty Tuckness is going to be our co-announcer in Las Vegas coming up next weekend at the Rob Smets Invitational in the Thunder Echo game. So y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with MakingEight.com. If you can't make it out there to Vegas, I'm telling you, you're going to lose a lot. It's going to be really entertaining to sit down with Dusty and have him commentate this event with us. And, you know, I really think y'all are going to get a lot out of it back at home if you can't make it out there. So, rodeo fans, want to let y'all know the phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you. Y'all give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. They did have the PBF finals as well as the Challenger Series finals going on in Atlanta, Georgia this past weekend. If you had an opportunity to check it out, y'all give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to slide on down, take another short break. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. We're making eight. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready, because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on MakingEight.com.
Well, hey, girl, what's your name? Haven't I seen you before? I recognize them dark green eyes when you do-si-do'd across. A matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. And she said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't never seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up and watch the cup that I spit my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any second ride. A country boy can survive. And I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. It slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding. truck this high. And I said, climb on up, but watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. Now hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any itch that you can ride. Yeah, hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any itch that you can ride.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Makin8 Rodeo Network, and we are back on the ranch tonight. Talking some rodeo with you. Phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. When we don't hear from you, we're going to break things down a little early. Want to let you all know of a couple things that are going on. Immediately following this event, or at least this scheduled time slot event that we have, we are actually going to be on we're going to be doing a broadcast on the cuttinupradio.com. So y'all can tune on in and check out cuttingupradio.com. That's going to be at 10:05 Eastern Standard Time, or 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We should be over there on their network. And we're going to be doing a broadcast. They're going to interview us just a little bit. We're going to sit back and explain to all the fans kind of what Makin8 Outreach is doing and what we have going on, where we want to go with the business. So y'all check that out. That's going to be cuttingupradio.com. So y'all can pull that up. But want to let y'all know that we are going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right. We're going to be in Las Vegas for the during the time the Wrangler National Finals are going to be going on. Of course, we got Dusty Tuckness, our announcer, out there next Friday for the Thunder Equa Games. He's going to be performing at the Wrangler National Finals. So, y'all, if you cannot make it, I mean, tickets are still available. Definitely try to get on down there. But if you cannot, you can check out Makin8.com. We will be broadcasting live. And we will have should hopefully have an opportunity to talk a little bit about the open bull riding going on at the Silverton Casino with Cody Hancock, as well as some of the Wrangler National Finals things that are going on. So if you have questions or comments, want to talk about it, rodeo fans, we're going to give you about another 10 minutes or so to sit back and get on the phone lines. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. Get on the horn. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to Makin8.com. Hey, rodeo fans. Come check out the Ripo Ropes on Makin8.com. Get a grip on a Ripo Rope today.
It's Friday night and the lights get them to the short go round. Don't get your eyes horse to your face, better make sure you go hard, cause this ain't your mama's rodeo.
Hey, this is Carl Saletti with the Southern States Bull Riding. You're listening to the SSBR on Making Eight.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. Or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution, just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off in the rain. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? Well, the kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive. And then, he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network on Making8.com. I'm your host, Scott Mesick, and we're sitting back talking some rodeo with you. Want to open up those phone lines, 646-915-9940. Had an opportunity to catch up with Dusty Tuckness, and, you know, we really are really thankful. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and sitting back over this year, kind of reflecting back and seeing where we were and where we wanted to go. Could never have expected us to be where we are right now. I've got a lot to be thankful. If y'all want to send out some sort of Thanksgiving wishes or just let everybody know what you're thankful for, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We definitely want to hear from you, rodeo fans. That's what this show is all about. It's about y'all. So get a grip. Y'all get on the phone. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
They just put me in the shoe, someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and start the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back. On your back, 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 back.
All right, rodeo fans, that's right. You're listening to the Making A Rodeo Network. We want to send this next one out for all of you rodeo fans out there tuning in. We want to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. Y'all get a grip. Stay tuned to Making A. We'll be right back.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey.
turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, this is just a thought. Get ready because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on MakingEight.com.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. We wanted to send you out a great Thanksgiving wishes. Hope everybody's having a great, safe one out there in their travels. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why we're not getting the phone calls tonight. Everybody's out there on the road, and believe me, if it's raining in your area like it is down here, we don't want you trying to jump on the phone and give us a call. So, but if you are sitting at home, sitting around a computer, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let us know what you guys are thankful for this year. Like I said, we're just blessed to be around the people that we are, to be able to travel down up and down these roads and get to these rodeos. For the family and the support that we've gotten throughout this year has been tremendous. And, without some of our, help back home, taking care of the kids and things like that, we wouldn't be able to get out to these rodeos. So we're definitely thankful for that. You know, we're thankful for the Lord just really blessing us with great people to be around and good, successful people. We've been able to learn a lot throughout this year, and we look forward to doing that again next year. We're going to turn things around, that's what it is, man. Tomorrow is the day of Thanksgiving, and there's certainly a lot for making it to be thankful for. So, and hopefully you do as well. You know, we really hope that you guys have the opportunity to sit back and reflect on the times that you had throughout this year and what you really do have to be thankful for. You know, times are tough. The economic times are real tough on families and things like that. But, when it comes down to times like tomorrow with being Thanksgiving and all, we can put those aside and really reflect on the times, the good things that we do have in life. So hopefully you're having that opportunity and spending it with your family. We want to wish you the best. Rodeo fans, we're going to break on out of here. Just to let you know, we will be on cuttinupradio.com. So if you guys have the opportunity, slide on down, check out their website. You will be able to hear us live coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So until then, rodeo fans, we are going to have a Back on the Ranch show next week. So y'all stay tuned to that. We're going to be gearing up for Las Vegas. Hopefully have an opportunity to maybe talk with Dusty Tuckness. Not sure what he's got going on. You know, there's going to be a time difference and all. We know that he's going to be out there competing probably around the same time that we're going to be out there. Maybe we can catch up with maybe his dad that's going to be out there watching him. Maybe he can call in and give us an update on what's going on out there. But rodeo fans, we definitely look forward to that. Hopefully you guys have a really safe holiday weekend here and Thanksgiving and really take the time to sit back and, you know, as hard as things are with the economy and with the way things are in the world today, we hope that you will sit back and really try to reflect on some of the good things that have happened in your lives and that you can truly be thankful for. So rodeo fans, until next week, want to thank y'all for tuning in. Check out MakingEight.com. Y'all get a grip, get explosive, and we'll see you next week.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this funny leopard playing the after party.
the cash for a good ride. And Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote Blueberry Wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Ledford's playing the after party. The man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his cross clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Ledford's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's
next coming event, Thunder Equal Games, Las Vegas, Nevada. Rob Smith's Invitational, be there, 50,000 added. Top names, Frank Newsom, Mike Matt, Andy Burrell, Lance Britton, Wasey Munsell, Ross Hill. It's going to be great. Live action at the NFR, South Point Arena.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there or be square.